We had a lovely time, actually, and I was very glad to hear that the audience also had a lovely time, because most of us know each other, and so we are very happy to talk about our writing practices and things in front of each other. But it was nice that the audience really felt part of that conversation, and we had lots of questions, and it was fun chatting afterwards. We had an opportunity to meet people, and no, it's great fun.
Do you think more and more people are interested in writing a book now?
There does seem to be a lot of people interested in writing a book. At the Romantic Novelists Association, we have a scheme for new writers, and it's terribly oversubscribed. If you don't get your application in on the 1st of January, you've probably had it, to be honest, and we can take 250 people, and that's it. And we'd love to be able to look after more people, but we just don't have the capacity. And so I think a lot of people are writing books now. I think whether it's the recession, maybe people have been made redundant or their hours reduced, they've got more time, or it seems to be the route to fame and fortune. And, you know, for some it is, but obviously for others it's just a long, hard slog. Mm.
Most writers, let's face it, don't make a good living. You're lucky. Well, you're good.
Well, I'm lucky, actually, because if you're not well published, however wonderful your books are, people don't know they exist and therefore they can't buy them. And so, you know, then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy all downhill. But if you're well published, you know, people do know your books are out there and then they will buy them and then you're okay.
You're such a champion of new writers and new beginnings. Why do you think it's so important to have even more new writers?
Why do I think it's important? I just love to think that there are fresh young voices out there that we can all enjoy reading. And why I like to help new writers particularly is because when I can't do it anymore, I'll be able to read these books and see them up there and I'll say, oh yes, I remember her when she was nothing. And I just think it's fun to have a stake in the future.
So you think really. There's room for more?
I think there is room for more because every reader has their favourites and have a particular taste and they'll find someone who maybe suits them better than someone else. And most of us read more than one book a year. Most writers only write one book a year. And so, you know, you can read quite a lot of books in a year if you're a keen reader. And so I think there is room. I think it would be very depressing to say there wasn't. I remember when I was a struggling writer, which a state I was in for many, many years, every single talk I ever heard was saying, oh, well, it used to be so much easier. It's so much harder now. And I just thought, there's no point in telling us that because we're doing it now. You know, it's no good saying, well, had you been writing 5 years ago, it would have been much easier for you. Well, maybe it would have been, but, you know, can't change that. Yeah. So I refuse to be negative. There are still new writers being taken on every year, and we just have to rejoice in that.
And a lot of people will take different routes, won't they? What was your route? How did you start?
How did I start? Well, I started trying to write for Mills and Boon, and I failed miserably, but I learned an awful lot along the way. And although it was 8 years of being rejected, I sort of became more stubborn about it. Every time I was rejected, I was just more determined. And I did learn a lot because you're not allowed to deviate from the plot in a Mills and Boon novel. In fact, they don't have a lot of plot, but you have to sort of keep the hero and heroine apart for 200 pages. But I did learn about not digressing too much. You don't want to lose your reader's interest by taking them off on a sidebar if it's not leading anywhere. I mean, some people can do that and get away with it, but it's not a policy I recommend to the new writer, I must say.
Writing's almost like exercising a particular group of muscles, isn't it? You know, it's hard to start with and then you gradually get a bit more used to it, a bit more.
Yes, you trust yourself a little bit more. I mean, I still think it's really hard and I still, every day, I think, I'm hopeless, I can't do this. And then I talk to other people like Fiona Orker, who writes so many words in a day and I don't write nearly so many. And I just think, I'm obviously not a writer at all. And then you think, well, actually, you are. You know, you do sit down, you do get the book in eventually, probably on time, and eventually it comes out in a form that people want to read and you can do it. And I now know sometimes when I'm writing, I'll know, oh, that's not the right word. And I'll do a lot of self-editing very quickly. And it's because you're practiced at it. You can find the right word quicker because you can reject, you know which the wrong words are better because you're practiced. And it is, you're right, it's neural pathways, I think.
And also, you've got you've been with the same agent for a long time, haven't you? Which must help.
Yes, I have. I've actually changed agents within the agency, but I'm still with the same agency that I was all these years ago before I was published. So I've gone back with them for a very long time.
And I don't think you've been through many different editors as well, which must also be nice.
It's very nice. In fact, I'm just about to start my third editor, which for a career of nearly 20 years is pretty damn good, really. or maybe it's fourth, but really, yes. But I had my last one for about 15 years. So it will be very different when I'm going to, when I hand this book in, and it'll be edited by someone I, you know, haven't known so long. It's going to be quite a different experience. But I hope, you know, a good one, and stimulating and positive, and it's going to be fine, she tells herself.
Your last book was Recipe for Love. You've been writing a little bit with, you know, quite a lot of cookery in your novels lately.
I have got quite keen on the, because I do like to write about what I like to watch on television, and I love cookery competitions. But I was a bit taken aback to read a review that's saying, in indicating that Recipe for Love actually had recipes in it, and I thought, did it? And I thought, well, maybe it did, because I like to be precise about things like food, because it's a bit annoying if they say, well, she knocked up a meal. Well, what with? You know, I need to know those details. And so I am quite careful about putting those details in, because I want to see them. And then I thought, gosh, is it reading like a recipe book with a bit of romance in it?
Because I suppose by the time a book's come out, it's quite a long time since you finished it. You know, you deliver it, don't you? And then it's another year or so.
Yes, it is about another year before you know. And also people ask you about it and you've forgotten. They say, how's the book going? And you say, oh, I'm struggling a bit with chapter 8. And they look at you funnily. They say, oh, you mean, is it selling? Oh, yes, I think it's okay. And you've just completely forgotten about it because that child has left home. And it's not that you don't care about it anymore, but you're looking after the little new baby at home that needs all your attention. And so you've forgotten about the ones that have left home a bit. You have to remind yourself about them.
What are you writing at the moment then?
I'm writing a book with an antiques background. And I've just got to the stage when my poor couple have had a really horrible time, and now they're having a really nice time, and they're going to have a horrible time any minute. Well, not really horrible, because my characters never suffer too much, but there's a bit more angst for them before I can make it all right.
Just
I
enough
to
give us a sense of jeopardy. And,
yes.
And
think,
suspense.
Oh, no, not after all that. I can't believe it. So, yes, I'm just at that, just seeing the end.
And what made you choose the world of antiques?
Well, I'm very interested in antiques. I don't know anything about them. I sort of thought if I wrote a book about them, I would learn something. But I'm still pathetically ignorant. But again, every afternoon television programme is about antique buying and hunting and this, that and the other. And I just thought, well, if I'm interested, and there are all those television programmes, there must be other people who want to read about them.
It's a good tip to look at daytime programmes and see what people are watching.
Well, I know. And it just does. And then I can say, all those, that time when I'm watching television, I should be writing, I'm really doing research, even if I didn't know it at the time.
Do you find that you listen in to people's conversations in restaurants and things to get material?
I certainly do if I get the chance. And actually, fortunately, although my husband isn't a writer, he's just as keen to listen. And so sometimes we're sitting there and we have to occasionally remember to speak to each other. Otherwise, it looks really strange. What is a couple doing and they're not talking? Have they had a row?
Looking very intent, but not talking to each other.
Yes.
So having spent the morning giving tips to the audience here at Chipping Norton, what good tips can you leave us with to give us some hopes and becoming, you know, best-selling authors ourselves one day?
Well, never give up. Perseverance really is the top one. And I was the absolute classic example. I keep meeting writers who had their first books published. Well, you know, it was 7 years before I found a publisher. It may have been 8. And it was 10 years before starting and having a book on the shelves. So persevere and also read a lot, because you learn an awful lot of writing without knowing you're learning about it, through reading. And I think it's terribly, terribly important to do that. And to have hope, don't give up. I know it's always hard. It's always a tough market, but it doesn't mean that you won't make it.
Do you think you need to have a real sense of motivation, something you really want to say?
You do have to really want to do it, because it's terribly hard if you don't really want to do it. I mean, it's very hard if you do want to do it. But if you just think, oh, I could be this, I might try writing, or I might try painting, I would go for painting, because at least you'll end up with a picture that you're probably happy with and you can put on your wall. Whereas if nobody wants to buy your book, you know, no publisher wants to take it, no one is going to get any pleasure from it at all. Only be a writer if you really have to. But then, you know, take it on and realise it might take you a long time, or you might be much luckier.
Get in a big supply of chocolate.
Absolutely. Excellent plan. And a few bottles of red wine for after you've written. I don't suggest you do it at the same time, but it's quite nice to think, right, I've earned it now.